This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
All right, welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It's Sweet 16 week later in the week. Thursday, Friday, Sweet 16. Then Saturday, Sunday is the Elite Eight. Get to the Final Four next weekend, championship game that Monday night. Tomorrow, I will be with Mike Shope over at Roswell Park. We are going to be broadcasting live his show. I won't be on in this time slot tomorrow. I'll be on with Mike Shope in the afternoon tomorrow over at Roswell Park. So looking forward to that. And it's kicking off the Ride for Roswell, and obviously a great cause. Another great cause every year is the Micah Hyde Charity Softball Game for the Imagine for Youth Foundation. And it's my pleasure and honor every year to be a part of that as the on-field MC. Once again, it's happening this year. It's going to be on Sunday, May 4th. And welcoming right now on the Wester Hotline is former Bill Safety Micah Hyde. Good morning, Micah. How are you, buddy?
Oh, my man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Where are you right now? Where are you?
I'm in sunny San Diego right now.
Ooh, it's nice out there. I mean, is this, I know you guys like to travel a little bit. Now that you are officially retired, how much time is spent in San Diego and how much time is going to be spent around the world?
I would love to be traveling around the world right now, but we got, kids in school and MJ and T-ball and stuff, so it's kind of holding us down right now to their schedule, so we got some things planned in the future, and obviously got the softball game, got a few other Imagine events planned in the near future. But after that, we plan on trying to get out of here for a little bit, but that's not going to be for a couple months.
What about coaching? You coaching T-ball? How involved are you?
Yeah, so I'm an assistant coach on the on MJ's T-ball team. I'm not a big fan. He's the Red Sox, so. I'm not a big fan of the Red Sox, but one of the parents on the team is has some ties to Boston, so that's why they picked it. So yeah, I'm assistant coach, and it's awesome, man. It's so fun to go out there every Wednesday night to practice, and Saturday is game day. So we got to get the boys hyped and ready to swing the bat. So it's good times right now.
Before we get to the softball game, Micah, you did announce officially your retirement recently from the National Football League. What went into that decision? And were you sure you were going to do it at the time? How much did you wrestle with it? It sounded like it was something. What you told us, you really kind of knew it was going to happen after the 2024 season.
Yeah, exactly. So after the 23 season. It was a long season. Obviously, injuries played a huge part into to how, you know, the season ended for me. And so, you know, all last year, last offseason, I was, you know, still working out. And I told you guys once I got back to Buffalo in December that, you know, I was staying in shape and doing all that type of stuff. But, you know, I knew once I went back for those last couple of months, I was done. And you know, that opening press conference that I had in December, I basically said the same thing. Like, I'm here to help any way I can. I don't even know if it's going to be playing football or not, but, you know, Sean and Bean were able to give me a chance to go back there and, you know, just be a part of it and help any way I could. And so I did that, and, you know, we came up a little bit short. But at the end of the day, man, it was kind of a cool way for me to close that chapter of my life. And I, you know, it's honestly an honor to be able to be in that building around those players, coaches, and, you know, staff members, and kind of, you know, say that I'm done. So it was awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because I was going to ask you, what did it mean for you to be a Buffalo Bill? You came in 2017. You were really, you and Jordan were the first, you know, players that Sean signed that year when he took over, and you were really a big part of, a big part of the rebirth of this franchise, and you stay here in Buffalo for 7 years, 8 years counting last year, actually. What did it mean for you to be a Buffalo Bill in your career?
You know, when I first got there in 17, I didn't really know. You know, I was kind of, I said it to you before, I was like, what the hell am I doing, man? I showed up to the facility. It was not nearly as nice as Green Bay. You know, it didn't have the winning culture that Green Bay had and all that type of stuff. But at the end of the day, man, we just, you know, with the likes of Poe and Tre'Davious and D-Doc and Lano and, you know, the following year getting Josh, Tremaine, Terry, you know, just all those guys, not to mention the guys we came in with Hauschka and DeMarco and Lorenzo and Kyle, all these guys just that we, you know, stepped in the building with. We just went to work, man. We just put our heads down and worked. And next thing you know, stuff just started going our way, winning a lot of games. And to look back, you know, over the last 8 years to see where it was at to where it is now is awesome. And obviously, you know, we want to continue to keep moving forward and get the job done and win that Super Bowl. That's always the goal. But I'm forever a fan of that organization because of the people in that community and people in that building and the players and the coaches, like I mentioned. And to give me that last chance to go back just meant the world to myself and my family. So, you know, we say goodnight to our kids every night. We say, I love you. And they say, go Bills. That's where we're at. You know, we forever going to be Bills fans. And so we just love Western New York.
You were a part of some great moments, obviously. You mentioned that 2017 season. I think the thing that sticks out, if I asked a random Bills fan, Micah, like, what's a great Micah Hyde moment? They may say it's breaking the drought and him being a part of that team in the locker room and watching that. Yeah, there's individual moments. But for fans, is that for you number one? Is that the top of the list? Where would you put that?
That's definitely up there. I mean, we've won a lot of, you know, big games in Buffalo, playoff games, regular season games. I just think it's honestly the people, man. It's the people and that I was able to do it with. And I think that, you know, 30 years from now, you know, I'll obviously remember all the plays that I made and the games that we won and all that type of stuff. But, like, it's so, you know, people say this all the time. It's about the people you meet. It's about the relationships. It really is. Like, if you know, I could never talk about football ever again, but I could just, you know, be able to hang out with, you know, Poe and Tre'Davious and Taryn and, you know, call up Sean and call up Bean and, you know, hang out with Josh out here in California. Like, just stuff like that is where I'm happiest, you know. And so that's really the most magical moment for me being in Buffalo.
When you signed with the Buffalo Bills, you were 27 years old. 8 years later, Josh Allen is the MVP. He's about to get married. You've seen him on and off the field grow. What have you seen from your buddy Josh Allen as the quarterback and as the person?
I'm extremely proud of him, man. And obviously, he comes from a good background, so it's not like he developed this over the last 8 years of being in Buffalo. He's the perfect person to represent, you know, Buffalo, New York, and the Bills organization. But just the way he's grown, you know, mentally on the football field, but then mentally off the football field, like, just the way, like, life is coming to him. And, you know, he's the MVP of the National Football League. That there's one guy in the league that, you know, gets that honor. And there's no worry in my mind that that's going to change who he is. Like, he's just a homegrown dude. You could talk to him about anything. You could, you know, we've said this all the time. He's just a big ass kid that goes out there and plays football. And I, most of the time, go ahead and think he realizes what the hell he's doing out there and how he's, you know, running over defensive ends and running past corners, and like, he's just a freak of nature. And so just forever thankful to be able to cross paths with him. You know, I'm lucky enough already to cross paths with Aaron Rodgers and then go right into Josh Allen. So, man, it's I'm forever thankful for not only be able to see him play, but also our relationship off the field.
Micah, hi, joining me here on the Western Hotline. Micah, you got a chance to work a little bit alongside Cole Bishop last year, going into his second year, a big year for the second-year player. What did you see from him last year, and where do you think that this kid can go?
Yeah, I would say when I first got back there in December, just seeing how big Cole is. You know, he's bigger than what I thought he was. You know, he's bigger than me. He's bigger than Poe. Like, he's bigger than what we've seen in the safety room running for a while. And so that was eye-opening. He's very athletic. He's very smart. And I think that once the years start to pile up for him, he's going to be a great player in the league. You know, you don't just hop in day one and start, you know, making plays and becoming the all-pro safety. You got to experience some stuff. And I think as the years go on, you know, you start to learn how the game moves and how the playbook is and when you can take risks and, you know, reading the quarterback and reading the tight ends or receivers that you're guarding and stuff like that. So it's really a mental game. So I feel like as he gets more experience down the road, he'll develop that. He's going to be a great player. And obviously he has, you know, Sean looking over him. He has Bobby. He has Joe. You know, he's playing alongside Rapp, which I love playing alongside Rapp. He's a smart guy. I love him to death. And so, you know, and then he has someone like D-Ham in there too with a little bit of experience, and they just brought him back. So there's going to be a little bit like a competitive battle, as there always is in the safety room and in each and every room. And so it's going to spark some good competition between all of us.
What did Bobby Babich mean to you as a position coach, and now him being a coordinator and seeing that happen for you? What does that mean?
Oh, well, first of all, I'm extremely happy for him, just the way he's been able to work his ass off and get up the ranks to defensive coordinator now. And obviously Sean trusted him enough to go out there and develop a game plan and work together and, you know, get the defensive positions to win ball games. So I'm extremely proud of him. But I've always said, you know, Bobby's one of the smartest coaches I've ever been around. Like, when we got there in 17, you know, he's only, 4 or 5 years older than me, I think. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. You know, he would have his time for, I'm like, dude, like, shut up. Like, well, you're just talking so much, but I feel like he does it on purpose to a point where he just has, you have that voice in your head as you're playing that football game where, you know, like, okay, what's Bobby saying right here? How does Bobby see this? You know? So he kind of takes what you learn in the classroom and he just installs it to you one by one. And it may be sometimes he's just pressing a lot, but then, you know, you get in the game, you make a play, and he kind of looks at you like, yeah, you know, we talked about that. So he's going to prepare each and every player on the defense to go out there and play well. You just have to listen to every single thing that he's saying and be very detailed with your film study, and you'll go out there and make a lot of plays.
Micah Hyde's charity softball game is coming back to Buffalo, Salem Field, on May 4th of this year. Micah, even though you're not a member officially of the Buffalo Bills roster anymore, why is it important for you to maintain this relationship with Buffalo and the charity softball game?
Yeah, you know, this was a big thing for me, Sal, because even last year, you know, as I spoke to you, you know, I wasn't really on the team back then. And mm-hmm. I was like, man, you know, this is kind of weird. Should I do it? Should I not do it? And, at the end of the day, like, this is something that we started in Buffalo, and our, you know, foundation has really benefited from this game. And, you know, we love going back and hosting this event. And so for me, in my mind, I'm like, how do we kind of make this thing evolve into something else and to something that we can carry, you know, going forward? Obviously my name's attached to it, so everyone associates the game with me. But it, you know, we're trying to evolve it into a overall just charity game. And so that's why, this year, all the proceeds, every single dollar is going to be split evenly between all the players on the team that have nonprofits. And so right now, I think there's 8 guys. So whatever the pot is, we're all just splitting it, I think, 8 different ways. So that's a way to be able to generate some money for each and every guy's nonprofit. And ultimately, like, yeah, we do a lot of stuff in Buffalo and in Western New York. But at the same time, you know, when you got 8 different guys on the team that have 8 different foundations that are all pinpoint in Western New York, it gives that community more and more, you know, role models, more voices to be able to go into these schools and go into these whatever it may be, to talk to these kids and stuff like that. So, you know, I think that the way this game is going is really cool. And so we're just asking the community to continue to support it, because it's no longer just about the Imagine for Youth and what we're doing. It's about every player's nonprofit that's on the team.
No doubt about it. And people can still go to Bisons.com and at the Salem Field box office as well to check into tickets for the May 4th game. Tell us a little bit and our listeners about Imagine for Youth. Yes, there's a lot of charities involved, a lot of players who have foundations and charities, but you've been with Imagine for Youth for a long time. What is this all about?
So Imagine for Youth, man, we just go out there, we help. Honestly, we just help kids any way we can. That's what it's come down to. You know, whether if it's academics, athletics, even, you know, medical, we've been able to tap into different communities, whether if it's Buffalo, which a lot of it has been in Buffalo because of the softball game and generate all the revenue there. But then my hometown of Foster, Ohio, and even, you know, the Northwest Ohio territory, and then into Iowa, where I went to school, and even into Detroit. So we've been able to tap into some cool communities and do some cool things, Kick for Kids events where we hand out, you know, a whole bunch of shoes each and every Christmas. Obviously, you guys know about the softball game. My football camp in my hometown, that's 500 free kids in June. So there's so many events that we're doing throughout the year that, you know, this softball game is a huge fundraiser for us to be able to continue to do the things that we do in Western New York. And so we're always going to try to give back to the kids, because obviously that's our future. And we're trying to develop good kids. And I think that's what this world kind of needs, is just good kids that have, you know, role models and, you know, are being steered in the right direction so that they can impact the future and impact the kids, you know, for them in the future.
Team Lammy Productions, a big part of it. There's a tailgate. There's a silent auction. There's a whole bunch of great stuff that happens. That we pack the house there. I'm honored to be a part of it. I really appreciate it. It's going to be a great day on Sunday, May 4th. I appreciate you coming back to Buffalo and doing all of this. I mean, when you come back, I mean, what do you like to do when you come back to Buffalo? You hang out with people, go get some wings, right? You and Amanda, it's a big part of your life still, and it's going to be for a long time.
Yeah. So we still haven't technically sold the house yet.
Okay.
We're going to go back to the house, and I'm sure everyone from Michigan and Ohio, everyone's going to crash the Buffalo house. We call it the Hyde Hotel for the past 8 years, because everybody just shows up and
I love it.
Sleeps on the floor and does all that type of stuff. So, you know, we're excited for everybody. We're going to get some wings. We're going to, you know, walk around probably our neighborhood with, you know, a lot of people that we've met over the years, and I'm sure they'll be excited. We'll be excited. So, My goal, Amanda and I's goal for this game each and every year is to make it a reunion to where we can host and see the community and see the people that really helped us out throughout the year. So we love it.
And by the way, on Instagram, everybody, you can check it out, Hyde Charity Softball. Just go to Instagram, Hyde Charity Softball. There's updates on who's playing and what's going on. One of my favorite stories is last year you came back for the press conference. And by the way, there will be another press conference later next month, and we'll bring that to you. Michael will be here for that, and he'll tell you all about it. But when Amanda told me that she got up one morning, she thought you were sleeping, and then all of a sudden you walked in through, like, the garage door, and she's like, "What are you doing?" And you said, "I just ran a 10K, and you PR'd, and you hadn't even run it in months." Dude, that's sick.
Yeah, you know, I like to do some crazy things just to see if I can do it. Yesterday, Amanda took me to our first Pilates class, which she said hi, and she misses
me, by the way.
She took me to a Pilates class, and so, you know, we were both on that, I don't even know what it's called, on the little machine thing, just shaking, you know, abs were shaking like crazy and all that stuff. So, you know, I'm always down to do any type of workout that's gonna push me a little bit. So, you know, I never know what it might be. I might start swimming tomorrow, or who knows.
Well, that's great, because I want to wrap up with what the future holds for Micah Hyde, because you do all these things, you never know where life's going to take you, and I appreciate that, and I love it. But your buddy, your old teammate, Kyle Williams, is now coaching at LSU. He's a defensive line coach, as you've seen. I never thought Kyle would go into coaching. I thought it would interrupt his golf game too much, right? You're starting to coach a little bit. You had a taste of doing a little bit of that over the last couple of years. People have asked me, does Micah Hyde have any ambition to ever be a coach at that level?
I will never say never. But right now, I love where my life is. I love, you know, where we're at with the family, with the wife, you know, us, you know, taking the kids to school and getting them ready for, you know, the little sports and stuff like that. And all the, you know, side stuff that we have with the foundation, also some projects, some real estate projects that we have on the side. And so it's keeping us busy. So right now, I would not say no. I would never coach, but you know, if the opportunity presents itself and it's a deal that we can't pass up, you never know.
Micah, give Amanda our love. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. I appreciate you coming on. And once again, I'm honored to be a part of the charity softball game and being a part of the Imagine for Youth and everything that you guys got going on. So we look forward to it. And thanks a lot again.
Man, Sal, can't wait to see you, man. Well, it's going to be a good day on May 4th. And let's go have some fun.
You got it. We'll keep promoting that for you. Thanks a lot, Micah. Have a great day, buddy.
Yeah, be sure to talk to you. Bye.
All right, you got it. That is Micah Hyde, former Bills safety. A great day, by the way. May 4th is going to be awesome, and you just hope, you know, that it's warm enough, right? Because you never know what you get that time of year, but it's warm enough to play softball, and it's dry because we've had. But I will tell you, we had a rain a few years ago, Josh. This is one of those deals where it was raining in the morning. They had to put the tarp on, and there were a few guys who went out there and a couple offensive linemen who were doing like belly flops on the tarp, basically.
I was at that one, actually. You were there. I was sitting in the rain for that one. It was a great time, though. Like, it stopped raining about, I don't know, like 2 innings in or so. It was just like lightly drizzling for a little bit, but it was a great time. I really enjoy it.
Yeah. So good. So you go to it. You know, this is it's a really fun event. It's a, you know, and Josh, 16,000 people. I mean, yeah, they sell out a charity softball game.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, everyone wants to see Josh Allen hit a ball onto the highway. Like, he's done it before.
No doubt about it. And we'll see what they do with the charity softball, the home run hitting contest, the derby that happens as well. So it's going to be a really great time. That is May 4th. That is, again, let me just give you the information here, folks, okay? Tickets are on sale right now, May 4th, Sale and Field in Buffalo. To secure your tickets for the 5th annual Micah Hyde Charity Softball Game, make sure you go to HydeCharitySoftball.com, or you can go to Bisons.com, the Sale and Field box office as well. Speaking of that, opening day this week on Friday is opening day. You can just go down there to the game. You can go up to the box office, talk about the softball game. You can go online, Bisons.com. You can go to HydeCharitySoftball.com. You can check it out. So make sure you do that. It's going to be really, really awesome day on May 4th. Mike is going to be back in town next month for a press conference. It's going to be right around the draft time, a little before that. So he'll be in town for that. And we'll talk to him a little bit more. And I think that's actually going to happen at Salem Field. So we'll bring you that as well. In the meantime, speaking of a month, that's when the NFL draft is coming up. So let's dive into that a little bit when we come back. Just want to talk about the Bills roster, where they stand right now. Some options for them at pick number 30, how that looks going forward. Because there's still some time between now and when the NFL draft is and starts on April 24th, less than a month from today. There's still some work they can do on the roster. Still some free agent stuff they can do. But in the meantime, the draft is front and center. Saw some theories floating around about what the Bills might want to do or what they could do. And I love this time of year because it's that time of year to kind of conjure up your own trades, your own thoughts, be creative. We'll do that when we come back on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR.